Yield is always number one on farmers' wish lists when selecting winter wheat varieties for their fields. But after that comes winter hardiness, states SDSU winter wheat scientist Sunish Sehgal.
And then comes, after that, is straw strength, which farmers are asking us to have shorter varieties that they don't lodge. So we are after it, and we are trying to develop dwarfer varieties, but it takes 10-12 years to come up with a dwarf variety, which is in process, and you will see more of that in the state trials in the next 2-3 years.
South Dakota wheat farmers support the wheat breeding programs at SDSU with both their checkoff dollars and their input on new variety development. In recent years, disease resistance has been a top concern, as abundant moisture made for a rich platform for many fungal diseases. On the flip side, drought tolerance is important for years like 2021, and wheat breeders try to build both into their new varieties. Sehgal encourages farmers to consider the newer varieties when selecting which seed cultivars to plant, and the latest lines from the South Dakota program are topping the charts when it comes to performance.
We released in 2019 Winner and Draper. So Winner is kind of like a top yielder in the central part of the state and the eastern part of the state, and then Draper does very well in the western part of the state. So these are very competitive with both public and other private breeding programs.
SD Andes was released in 2020 with many unique traits, including excellent disease tolerance, straw strength, and winter hardiness, not to mention yield.
So it was just behind Winner in the trials, but Winner is an early maturity variety and Andes is a late maturity variety.
Reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.